Arrivederci, Roma. Too bad that we must part. We must leave the past behind us now. We must leave the past behind us now and go our way. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are here in the campus of the University of Healing, and I am surrounded by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 beautiful people who are just gloriously waiting to hear what in the world I'm going to talk about. And you are too.
Uh-huh.
Arrivederci, that means I am leaving you. Goodbye. And then we say goodbye yesterday in Italian.
Ieri.
We say arrivederci ieri. And that means goodbye to yesterday. Goodbye to yesterday. We live in today. I was talking with Ingeborg this morning. I sort of rattled her cage well, because she was upset about something concerning yesterday. And I said, Ingeborg, you don't have time to be concerned about yesterday. You've only got 1 minute to live right now. And then you're gone into the next minute and into the next minute. Each minute leaves the other minute in the past. And if we're going to spend any time thinking about the past, what's going to happen to us? We're going to be living back there. Now, there's nothing wrong with living back there, because when we were living there, we were doing quite well. We enjoyed it very much. But you're living in the now, because that's where the excitement is. That's where the reality is. Ingeborg, would you like to live back in the days of the pioneers? No, you wouldn't. Now, don't go thinking about it. Don't even think about it. You don't want to live back in the days of the pioneers. No television, no telephone, you know.
No washing machine.
No.
No Hogan's Heroes.
And no dishwashers.
Huh? No Hogan's Heroes.
And no Hogan's Heroes. Right? You see, that's the past. And if you're going to live in the past, that it's not as good as it was when we lived it, because we thought it was great while we're living it, because we were there. And we're now here. Now, how can we live in the now? How can we arrivederci the past? How can we let it go? How can we say adios, amigos? We say it very simply by saying, I like me. I live now. Not in the now. I live now. I am wonderful. I am beautiful. You know, I was thinking, a mother is standing there. She has her flabby breasts and her flabby belly and her flabby legs and so on. But she's a nice mother. She's a mother of maybe 5 or 6 kids. And she's a little bit weighty, you know. She looks at herself, she's, oh my gosh, I need to tighten up my body a little bit, I need to do this. And then her littlest child comes up to her and says, Mommy, I love you. And she smiles at the child and forgets all about her body. And she thinks about how wonderful the child is. She's living in the now. And as she looks at the child, she says, oh, you are so sweet. Oh, I could snuggle you and hug you. Against that flabby body, against that body that is not perfect in every way? Yes. Now, do you think the mother is thinking about her flabby body when she is hugging her daughter? Do you think that she's thinking about her imperfect physical being while she's doing something that's very loving, very joyful? No. She lives the moment. Now, is she thinking at all about her flabby body?
No.
No. Now, does it bother her at all, her flabby body? Her concentration is on the moment of living in the joy of the presence of her child, of the presence of that little one who would mean so much to her, or her husband, or anything else in the world. The Marriott Hotels are a big chain of hotels of many billions of dollars. And here is this big black woman who is the director of the Marriott hotels in all of their activities, because I didn't read the story, but I could imagine that she came up from being a cleaning lady in the hotel to being a manager of a hotel to being so good that her talent just had to blossom. Well, now she's standing there, and she's a big lady. I would imagine she's a little over 6 feet. She's quite a tall. Oh, she's a woman who, when she walks in a room, everybody's going to notice her, and she's going to be in charge, and it's wonderful. Now, what happened? What happened when that goes on? She's living in the now. And when she was standing there on the top of the Marriott hotels, having her picture taken with the background of the hotel and so forth, do you think that she was thinking about the struggles that she had as she was coming up? Do you think that she was thinking about her family problems that she had when she was coming up? If she was, she would not be where she is today. Because where she is today is perfect. And then I was thinking to myself, gee, I don't know that I'd like to have her job, being in charge of so many things like that. But really, that's not a big deal. If I look at Ellen here, and Ellen is chairman of the board here of the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy and of the Church of God Unlimited and all these good things, and she's got this 105-acre ranch here, and she maintains it. She makes sure the guys are doing the work right to keep the grounds up. She makes sure that the food is properly around. She makes sure that all the light fixtures are working and things like that. She doesn't worry about personally. She just says, do it. And you see, she's learned how to delegate. But she's learned how to do one thing that is necessary to live in the now. She has learned how to delegate and believe in her delegation and let it be. She has learned how to delegate a job and then let the person who has the job do the job without having to check on them to see if they've done it. I keep telling Ellen when I ask her to do something or about something, Ellen, did you do this? Ellen, did you do that? And she looks at me and she says, you ask? You ask? How strange. How strange that you would ask if I did what you asked me to do. Herb, whenever you ask me to do something, consider it done. Because whenever I ask to have anything done, I consider it done. If I didn't, my mind would be so filled up with all the little nitty-gritty things that have to be done, I would be a nervous wreck. And this is what people are. People are a nervous wreck when they worry about what they should have released, what they should have done. What they worry about yesterday. They worry about, has this been done? Has that been done right? This morning, I took Martino for a drive. And for an hour, we drove around the property here. We drove along roads that I hadn't driven along for a long time. I drove on them personally, but I hadn't been driven. And riding with him, with such a feeling of security, such a feeling that he is in charge, such a feeling that he's the master of what he's doing, such a feeling that he has everything under control all the time, he wouldn't go beyond the speed that he couldn't be in control. And then as he gained skill, he gained more ability to have more speed. And he finally got it up to 15 miles an hour. Now you say, 15 miles an hour? Well, yes. You see, he was learning to be master of the vehicle he was driving. And so he drove it slowly as he learned to get the feeling of every nuance of that vehicle. And as he learned to do that, then he could speed up. He could speed up to 15 miles an hour from 5 or 10 miles an hour. You say, well, who could ever drive so slow? Someone who really wants to do it right. Someone who really wants to do every little moment perfect. He never had a moment as he was driving where something was not working exactly the way he planned it. Now that's a master consciousness at work. And that's a person who lives in the now. That's a person who is not listening to what's going to happen or what has happened, but what is the responsibility right now. And I gave him instructions and I said, stop at that white pole. And he stopped. He didn't say, why? I don't feel like stopping. I don't, you know, he just stopped. Now, did he learn the lesson? Oh, he surely did. Now, did he have to stop that pole again? No, because he learned his lesson. You see, if we learn our lessons as we go along, we never have to go back. But we have to go back whenever we don't learn the lesson. Now, the song Arrivederci Roma is a lovely, poignant song of lovers parting. And it's a missing of Rome. It's a going away from that lovely city and the adventures that the singer had there. And they say, oh, I feel so sad. But if they would say, hello, New York, I'm coming. I'll be there in a few hours. New York, be ready for me now because I'm coming. Yes, I am. Isn't that a much more dynamic, powerful, in-the-now song than Arrivederci? So poignant. But it's okay. There are those who live in the past, and there are those who live now. And those who live now live the most dynamic, wonderful, beautiful lives, and they don't ever remember the past. They don't ever remember their husband who died. They don't ever remember the experiences they had in other times and other places and other things. They're living now. The mother, in her flabby body that she looks at and says, I must do something about this. And her little daughter comes up and says, Mommy, I love you. And they snuggle each other. And there is no thought of the flabby body. There is only the thought of the now and the beauty of the shared moment. And that's what we all want, all of our life, the beauty of the shared moment in the now. So I'm not telling you that you shouldn't get rid of flab or you should have flab. All I'm saying is love yourself just the way you are right now. And when you love yourself just the way you are, you'll find that you're pretty nice. Have a lovely day and know that I love you just the way you are, because I love me just the way I am, and I am a very, very, very happy guy. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.